along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Normal or Nuts Friday. Scott, are you normal or are you nuts? Am I normal or am I nuts? Whether you want to weigh in on outside interest coming into North Dakota and pressing upon us their beliefs, I think that is just nuts. And Scott, what is on your mind today?
Well, it's Friday. I'm excited about that. I just read an interesting story about the World Youth Day.
It's Friday at the State Fair, though. More fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was just reading a story about Pope Francis's visit to Latin America. He, of course, being from Brazil, is he's actually from Argentina, but he's in Brazil for World Youth Day right now. But his first trip back to Latin America, which is causing quite a stir. In fact, some people, I think the Pope was nuts right now, because he is really just sort of blown off his security detail, ventures right into huge throngs of crowds, was in a slum that some people have called the Gaza Strip last night, and is calling on young people, young Catholics that are in this taking part of this World Youth Day event, to shake things up. And cause, as he calls it, a mess in their diocese. Now, what he means by that is to get outside the church and get in the communities. Here's a quote of his that some people will probably say is nuts, that I think makes a lot of sense. He said, "I want to tell you something. What is it that I expect as a consequence of World Youth Day? I want a mess. We know that in Rio there would be great disorder. But I want trouble in the diocese." He was speaking off the cuff in his native Spanish here. He said, "I want to see the church get closer to the people. I want to get rid of clericalism, the mundane, this closing ourselves off within ourselves, in our parishes, in our schools or structures, because these need to get out." So he's calling on the youth of the world, specifically here, to shake up the church and, as he said, make a mess in their diocese by going out in the streets to spread the faith. He's talking about getting the faith, in this case, getting the Catholic Church outside the four walls of the church into communities, which I think is sheer brilliance. I think it's a way to activate your faith. I think it makes a lot of sense. I applaud the Pope, but I bet a lot of folks think he's nuts, to tell you the truth, Steve. So that's what's on my mind.
I read an article about something going on in California, and I thought this was a little nuts as well. The government's weighing in on whether or not a transgendered individual can use a restroom facility, and it's a girl who is biologically a girl, but is a boy, living life as a boy, as a male, and got in the battle of wanting to be able to use the boys' bathroom. Now, the government has weighed in on this to the extent that if this goes through, basically, if I throw on a dress and say, "I'm going to start using the women's bathroom because the line's shorter," I can do that.
Yeah, the federal government will intervene on your behalf here. In this case, it was the U.S. Justice Department and the Education Department. It's one of the questions we have on our Facebook page. Is this normal or is this nuts? The federal government stopping in to tell a California school district that a transgender teen may use the boys' locker room. Here's some of your answers. Terry, I'd have a huge problem with that if my child were using that locker room. Why would you want to make your child's life more difficult by bringing this suit to court in the first place? Debbie says, my thoughts exactly. What a mess. Sheila says, just plain wrong. Sean says, so what ruling would you have been handed down if the student was anatomically male, masquerading as a female, and want to be able to use the girls' locker room? And would there be more universal calls for tolerance in this case? How about if instead it was a male design teacher or coach wanting to be a woman who wanted to be able to go into the girls' locker room? The real test in this, of course, will be the consistency in which it's applied. And probably the Pandora's box that it will open up, Sean, I would say as well. Dennis says, why should only transgendered, or whatever the heck you want to call them, be allowed to use the locker room of their choice? As a heterosexual male, I would have liked to shower with the girls, but it was not an option. Why didn't I have a choice? I demand equal rights, says Dennis. Paul says, I'm going to have to say nuts. I'm going to have to say nuts. And Ron says the transgendered have it so easy.
Dennis.
So there's some tongues firmly implanted in cheeks here today on the program. But, Steve, I hope you are of the opinion that that decision, that pressuring from the feds, is in fact nuts.
It's pretty much nuts. And I probably am not going to throw a dress on just so I can use the bathroom. But everybody raise your hand if you've been to a concert, especially the Fargo Dome, or ran into this here at in the Flicker Tail the other night, women showing up in the guys' bathroom because their line's too long for the women's bathroom. You know, when you start going down this road, at some point, what's the answer going to wind up being? Because businesses, facilities like this wind up being mandated to put in all unisex bathrooms. How long do you think those lines are going to be?
Troubling. And, you know, hopefully there are, you know, enough folks from a common sense perspective here that agree with us on this one. Let us know at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. These are some disturbing stories, to tell you the truth. And you can weigh in on all of them on our Facebook page. Most of them are up there on our normal or nuts Friday survey questions. Or just give us a call on these or any topics at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. We have another one up about the conservation groups that are at the state fair gathering signatures. Because they'd like to get an outdoor heritage fund on the ballot. Didn't they get $30 million from the North Dakota legislature last session?
$30 million. $30 million. And
they want more. Show me the money.
Just because we have a flush bank account in North Dakota, I think there's a lot of places we need to spend that money. Conservation, I think we do a good job of conservation already in North Dakota. You know, I put it back at the landowners. Do we have better conservationists in the state of North Dakota than those that own the land, the farmers and ranchers out there? I don't think so. I'm always going to go back to the farmers and the ranchers, the best stewards of the land, because they've been handed that land and earned the keep on that land, and it's a lifestyle, not a job. People think farming or ranching is a job. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that you chose because you enjoy that lifestyle, and it's hard work. Are they going to take care of the land? Are they the best stewards possible for the land? You're darn right they are, because if they don't take care of the land, there's no lifestyle. And it's all about passing it on to the next generations.
Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was going to comment on the bathroom deal. I think there should be just one bathroom for everyone to use. Because I've been to the doctor already where they told me that I shouldn't lift anything heavy. You can always use a little help. That's my comment. Thank you.
Heaven help us. Sue in
Fargo. A little levity. No yeah. Pun intended on a Friday.
Go ahead, Sue. Happy Friday and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Say, you were talking earlier. I wasn't able to call earlier, but you're talking about the Obamacare and the advertising that they were doing for $700 billion. And no, million.
It's actually, it's about 700,000 in North Dakota. It's about a billion, just shy of a billion nationally. Yep.
Right, yeah. And I get my billions and my trillions mixed up. I'm sorry. I have noticed, and I'm sure everyone else has too, that every time I'm on any kind of social media, there will be ads that say, Obama did this. You know, he got the mortgage rates down. Or Obama has gotten this for... that they are advertising constantly for, you know, click here and you can get your student rates on this or whatever. It's I'm seeing Obama's name as if he is passing legislation and he is doing everything for this country. And it's no wonder that the uninformed or low-information voter thinks that he is just Saint Barack.
That's chilling, isn't it? To me, that's smacks of propaganda and
absolutely
sad chapters in world history. Have you seen these signs when there's a project done? You know, a reinvestment act. Thank you, President Obama,
yes.
With a big seal. And what are those costs?
It's terrible, and I cannot. I just keep thinking, you know, it never would have happened with any other president. It would never be allowed, and I hope it never is allowed again. I hope this is just really an anomaly.
Sue, what does that say to the society when you start looking at social media taking such a forefront? And you referenced the low information voter, which of course is a Rush Limbaugh colloquialism, but when you start looking at social media taking more of a front stage, to me that's a little disconcerting. Do you find it that way when you pop up on something that I look at for entertainment value more than anything else, and it's gaining such a standing in society?
Yes, and yet how forward-thinking were the Obama people in even the first campaign? They were so far ahead of the other candidates in the primaries and in the election itself.
Thanks for the phone call, Sue. We're up against the break.
800-228-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. 550 K-Fire. 910 KCJB in Minot. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. Talk radio in the Bakken, KTGO 1090. KLTC in Dickinson as well. Let's get back to the phones here where we ask the question, what's on your mind? Who's normal? Who's nuts? What's normal? What's nuts? That's our Friday fun question. And David is on the road somewhere. Where are you listening, David?
I'm almost to Fargo, actually, but just talking on Obamacare, I haven't heard anybody really say that the tax that has to be sent in by July 31st, that all small businesses have to send $1 for for every employee they have. And like I'm just a small business, so I have to send in a $1 tax to the IRS by July 31st. It's ridiculous.
I've not heard about that one. A $1 per employee tax?
Right. Yes, it's a Form 720, I think. But, yes, it goes towards Obamacare for figuring out if we're getting good health care or something. But, yes, it's a $1 you have to send in for every employee by July 31st of this year.
As a business owner, what are some of the other taxes or fees that you see?
Well, that's the first of, I'm sure, many coming or whatever, but that's the first that I've known. So I got to write a $1 check to send it. I mean, it's going to cost them more to process it than what it's worth. I mean, yeah.
Maybe they're trying to flush the Postal Service.
I guess so, yes. Keep them in business.
Or pay for those Obamacare ads that we're going to be hearing soon. $1 million worth in North Dakota. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Reggie in Minot. Reggie, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hello, Reggie. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm calling from Minot. It seems like everybody hammers on Obamacare, and I'm not some left-wing nut, but where do we rank in the world on infant mortality? Can I guess? 37th. Where do we rank in the world on the cost of health care? Number one. I think we're over $7,200 per capita per year. Netherlands is ranked number one. They are like $3,800 a year per capita. Also, where do we rank on bankruptcies in healthcare? 64% of our bankruptcies are related to healthcare. So if something has to be done, guys, and I think maybe this is a start, but rather than bashing it all the time, why don't they work together and say, we got to come up with something?
Here's where I think the frustration is, Reggie. It's just a typical government. Like, for instance, let's different issue, but look what happened at Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary. Awful tragedy. It prompts a whole bunch of calls for legislation, none of which would do anything to prevent what happened there in that particular case where a disturbed individual was living with a mother, had access to guns, goes crazy in a school. Just like on Obamacare, when you talk about the cost of health care, something everybody would agree with, that the cost is an issue, and I happen to believe it's because of how we finance health care, right? There's no incentive for you as a consumer to go in and spend less because of the way the vast majority of health care is financed through an employer-mandated health care insurance system. You just say, hey, I want that MRI. And by the way, if you don't give me the MRI and it turns out I needed the MRI, I'll sue you. You know, there's no fix.
I have one other comment that I'd like some research done. How many people in this country are on Medicaid because they can't afford health care or they have an injury or a chronic illness and that's the only way they can get health care? So once you go on Medicaid, we pay for it anyway without any income. So I don't know, guys. There's got to be a compromise somewhere. And I hear all these people just hammering. Well, read some facts. Get on the net and look and see where we compare. And I don't know if it's the right way, but something, it's killing our country.
Well, I don't know if it's the right way, Reggie.
Well, I'm probably the wrong term, but anyway.
I will say that something needs to be done. I'm a firm believer of two things in this country to fix the economy and fix what's going on in this country. You need to retool unions because that's a 125-year-old business model that's broken, and you need to fix the insurance industry because that's run rampant, and that is raising costs for medical.
Well, I mean, when we have a healthcare system based on profit for insurance companies, not on your health, and I don't know what the answer is, but anyway, I made my comment.
So thanks for the phone call, Reggie.
Thanks. Bye.
I know another Reggie in Minot, so now I know two Reggies. Reggie Morelli.
Oh, there you go.
Legendary beer distributer.
The beer
and
guy.
A couple of his boys at the University of North Dakota in those days. Here's some comments from our website, webpage. We asked about the conservation groups in North Dakota at the state fair circulating signatures to get a heritage fund, to get a few more bucks on the ballot. Normal or nuts? Cambridge says nuts, and Robert says, hey, that's nuts. These loons want the whole state for a wetland or a grassland. When is it enough?
Well,
any prior, current, and future conservation easements should be limited to 5 to 10 years. What right does someone have to give perpetual easements that take away land ownership from a future generation?
That goes back to Buffalo Commons, doesn't it? would they be happy then with Buffalo Commons? We just get everybody out of North Dakota and turn it back into Buffalo Prairie Land. Let's go back to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, I was just listening to previous callers about the cost of health insurance or medical costs. And things that go into that are like, we failed to have tort reform. We have, when doctors have to go out and get insurance, they have to insure against millions of dollars of awards rather than what they face in Europe, which is more reasonable. They don't face the lawsuits they do here. For instance, Medicare has also raised the cost of insurance. For instance, like when my mom goes in for a mammogram, the cost of a mammogram is $99, but Medicare picks up $11. So where's the other nine, you know, the 90% come from? It comes to people who are paying for it. So if a woman gets mammograms from the age of 40 to 80, half of those people at least have to pay, are paying double what they should for the other 40% that aren't paying enough. And that's just an example of one procedure through Medicare. And then you have, more infant mortality. We have far, once upon a time, we took kids away from bad parents who made bad decisions. And now we have a movement to give every kid back to every parent, regardless of how bad their behavior is, until it's like three strikes. There's a lot more factors into his data that he's not accounting for. If we want to have tort reform, if we want to reform Medicaid so it goes by, so payers don't have to pay as much and Medicare pays more for the people who are depending on it, that'd be fine. That would lower the cost of medical care.
Dan, insightful response. Appreciate it. Chris in Detroit Lakes, get you in quickly here before the break, about a half minute. Go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. I just want to make sure I heard right. Did you say the government was going to clarify something? I'd like to see them spend about $700 million and clarify veterans benefits.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be a better use of the dollars. I don't know if clarify is the word, but I guess that's their defense of how they're getting the word out about Obamacare with your tax dollars. $1 billion nationwide, sprinkled to politically
it's nuts.
Sensitive areas. It is nuts. And $1 million in North Dakota. I hope more join us in this chorus of saying it is nuts. Chris, appreciate the call. Back to more of yours after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When Nessa Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can drop us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. A normal or nuts Friday? Is it normal? Is it nuts? We've thrown some topics out. What do you think? Lance in Williston, what's on your mind today?
You know, I was listening to you. You mentioned the $1 billion our government is going to spend on more or less convincing the people that we have to go buy Obamacare. That is absurd. I think it's beyond nuts myself. But the biggest thing that I see is that we can sit here and complain and moan about everything that they're doing. But when we look in the mirror in the morning, we are looking at the people who are responsible for the mess. I mean, we can blame the Congress and the Senate and our president, but we put them there. We're the ones who elected these goofballs to go to Washington and do what they're doing. And yet, they still elect them back. I mean, the Congress has a 12% approval rating, but yet they keep getting reelected.
What's the answer, Lance?
This picture.
Term limits? Is that the answer?
Term limits would be perfect, but if I remember correctly here, 2 years back, North Dakota voted to install term limits on our representatives, our state, or our federal representatives and senators, but the Supreme Court shot it down, said it wasn't
constitutional. You don't think they'd figure out? You don't think they'd figure out a different way to bastardize the system then?
Oh, well, they probably would. But
I think there's a bigger issue out here, Lance, and I think it's apathy. I think it's the idea that throw up your hands and can't do anything about it and not holding them accountable. I really do.
Oh. And, you know, there's a saying I've heard, and it says, evil will prevail when good men do nothing. And I think that's what you were saying is exactly what's happening. We have a lot of good people who are sitting on their hands on election day because they've given up and they don't believe that there's anything that we can do about it. And I don't buy it unless our election process is completely rigged.
I'll go a step further. We have a lot of good people that can't run because of the way the financial system's set up for political office.
Oh, exactly.
And
exactly.
I think that's a bigger problem yet.
Yep, that's exactly right. I hear these things. It's getting to the point to where I don't even want to listen to the news. I love listening to you guys every day. I haven't hardly turned another radio station on for the last 3-4 months since I started listening to you guys. But when I hear all this garbage going on, it just physically makes me ill. I just am tired of it.
And you're in Williston, so you're listening to us where on the radio dial, Lance?
What's that?
I said you're in Williston?
1090 out of Tioga.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate that very much. We keep listening, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Gene and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Oh, I was just on that website, the Best of the Road, the, you know, that Rand McNally thing where Mandan is in the running for most patriotic. And we've got Gallup, New Mexico now by five.
Well, very good. That's,
what's the website?
Yeah.
It's bestoftheroad.com.
Best of the Road.
Ends in September.
Yeah, they're trying to find who's the most patriotic city, and Mandan is in the running for that.
Yeah, no kidding. And so a lot of people should get out there and vote for Mandan on there. So we can beat out Gallup.
There it is. I just found it. Bestoftheroad.com.
Bestoftheroad.com. Then click on the most patriotic. And
we'll vote
Mandan's
right now.
Got 395.
We're going to vote on there. Gene, thank you for the call.
You bet.
Let's go to George in Underwood. George, what's on your mind today?
Hello. I was wondering, I want to talk about that firearms bill that Heidi Heitkamp voted against. Is that, you know, it's basically a background check bill. What part of that bill don't you like, or is it the whole bill you don't like?
For me personally, it's where it leads.
Where what?
For me personally, it's where it leads, when it starts stepping in on the Second Amendment. It's not the first step or the second step, it's the third or fourth step, because unfortunately with the process, an inch leads to a mile.
But actually right now, we have a background check that's been in force for a long time. I used to be a federal firearms dealer. Do you think we should do away with that? Is that infringing on our Second Amendment rights?
I look at it where the problem is and how do you fix the problem. This doesn't fix the problem. This doesn't address mental health. This doesn't take the guns out of the criminal's hands. A criminal's not going to Shields and buying a gun. A criminal's going to go down to the corner, buy a gun that was stolen, or buy a gun that was hot, or pick up a $50 gun and then go commit a crime. That does nothing to address that issue.
Yeah, but it also addresses your, when you go to a gun show, there's a lot of people buy guns at gun shows. They buy guns at auction sales. None of that stuff is documented, so I'm sure there's a lot of felons.
I have a lot of guns that have been passed down to my family, too.
Do you remember the last time, and I'm saying this somewhat tongue-in-cheek as a warning here, that a Sandy Hook, for instance, or a Columbine happened as a result of somebody going to a gun show and buying a gun. I mean, again, it's a solution in search of a problem is the issue for a lot of folks, George.
But it's not going to solve all the problems, but you do have a problem with felons and people like that. I ain't saying that they were involved in Columbine or whatever, but they're not supposed to have guns, and I don't think they should have guns. But also you've got another issue that hasn't really been brought up a lot, and that's your mental problem with your psychiatrist and stuff not coming forward and putting these people on a list that can't own guns. You know, that's...
Yeah, but that could go as far as a woman who has a little bit of postpartum depression and they give her a Xanax for 2 days. Well, guess what? She has a mental health issue. Now she can't own a firearm.
George, appreciate your call. And by the way, if it sounds like your viewpoint is one supported by Mayor Bloomberg and that group, they're coming to town with a family member of one of the victims at Sandy Hook next week, as well as someone that was involved in the shooting down in Tucson, Arizona. So appreciate your call, even though it's different than ours. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Rob in Minot on the North Dakota State Fair. Might this be the person I've been exchanging emails with to get his response to Renee Korsling from the State Fair challenging his post about the finances of the State Fair? Rob, is that you?
It sure is.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
So we asked Renee Korsling specifically what needs to be done so the fair doesn't lose money. She said the fair doesn't lose money. If it did lose money, it wouldn't exist. We were paid. Everything exists on us making money and challenged that report, specifically saying whoever did the research doesn't know how to read a financial report. You want to react to that?
Well, I think that's unfortunate. I mean, I'm looking at the financial report right now. I included copies of them in the blog post. And I think her problem is that she doesn't want to count the depreciation of a lot of the facilities out at the fairgrounds. And I think that's unfortunate. I mean, eventually, you know, those facilities wear down, they need to be refurbished, they need to be rebuilt or what have you, that's an expense. And that's the whole reason why businesses include asset depreciation in the profit and loss statement. So I think it's entirely fair to talk about, because eventually, who's responsible for building the facility out at the North Dakota State Fairground? Well, the taxpayers are. As a matter of fact, we just spent quite a bit of money building a new grandstand out there. I know they have plans in place for a new a meeting center out at the fairgrounds that I'm sure the taxpayers are probably going to be asked to talk pay for as well. So those are important things to talk about when you talk about the financial stability of the state fair.
Well, she did certainly offer to sit down with you and go over the financial reports, but Steve, as I recall, she was pretty adamant that there's no chance the fair has lost money from an operations standpoint. So obviously there's a difference of opinion there. We just touched on it briefly, but we did ask her to address your report, and she said, hey, come on in, take a look. There were an open book, so maybe that's something
Rob,
that we can...
I suggest you take her up on that offer.
I will. I think it's also unfortunate that she apparently claimed that they don't take tax revenues. If you look right in their financial statements, they list state appropriations as revenues, and they also list local grants as revenues year after year. So they do get tax dollars. They get tax dollars in that the facilities they use are built by the taxpayers, and the depreciation of those facilities counts as a loss. I mean, this is pretty basic stuff. I would encourage anyone who's wondering, who wants to actually see the document, go to savingblog.com. The post is there. They can read it and judge for themselves.
Rob, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, keep us posted. We'll watch it. And, of course, the final days of the State Fair are on right now. Rob Port from the Sanding Blog, thanks. Let's see who's next. Jerry in Winnipeg? Jerry.
Good morning.
You're up. How are you, sir?
I wanted to bring tonight the real problem that's been in the country, and it started back in the 50s. And I'll tell you how it started. Up until about 57, 58, we had real good, conservative, solid government. And then just all at once, overnight, we started going further and further to the left. We got more and more liberal. And what happened was the voting machine came in. When they brought that voting machine in, it meant that the liberals were able to get control of your election administrators and pre-program all these votes. And it's been going on until this day. Now, when you get to looking at that, where I live over in Montana, I walked in for a school board election one day on a Saturday and wanted to vote absentee, and they sent me up to the election office. They just happened to be in there that day, and I walked in the door, and guess what I found? I found the election administrator in there with five people that were pre-programming. They was pre-punching the ballots. Okay. Now then, let's take a look at this. As we go back in time, back to the late 50s, they bring in the voting machines. We've went considerably liberal, more and more liberal all the time. Then add to that the fact that our votes for the presidential election are now counted by a Spanish company that is primarily owned by George Soros. Now, how in the world can we possibly have a legal election when George Soros, one of the world's richest men, who is known to be a socialist, he wants the country to lean towards socialism. How can we possibly have a legal election? We didn't have a legal election. I watched this last election. Obama could not draw 200 people to get together in Cleveland.
Jerry, we're coming up on the break, and I'm going to do some due diligence. You gave me some homework, and I'm going to check in on this. We'll get Andy from Sioux Falls coming up after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind, Normal or Nuts Friday.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, a Normal or Nuts Friday. Quickly, let's get to the phones. Andy in Sioux Falls, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring out one point to add on the discussion of gun control, specifically around the idea of mental health. And one of the dilemmas in trying to legislate people with mental health problems and not having access to firearms is if you do that, there'll be people who are firearm owners and want to stay in control of their firearms. Maybe they have some short-term problem and they won't seek help because they'll be afraid that by doing so, they're going to somehow surrender that right. So it puts a funny relationship between the psychiatrist or the psychologist and the patient, and there's a loss of that trust because the patients will be worried that they'll be turned in by their therapist.
Well, and that goes back to if you were issued a Xanax for something for a trauma in your life, say you lost a parent or a loved one or a child or a spouse, and they put you on an antidepressant, you could qualify for having mental health issues and not be able to own a firearm.
Agree.
Appreciate the call, Andy. Thank you. Another Andy waiting in Bismarck. Hello, Andy. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just had a question for you, and it's kind of, we're seeing it here in Bismarck, but it's kind of a national problem, too. All these politicians are getting caught doing various crimes, then nothing happens. I mean, Mark Armstrong got pulled over, and he had marijuana in the car.
He did not have marijuana in the car. That was not marijuana, and that was a cigar.
No, that if you get access to the police report, the police officer even said that it was, it smelled like marijuana in there, and then he blamed it on his son.
And when the test came back, it was not marijuana. I don't care what it smelled like. When the test came back, it was not marijuana.
Set that example aside. What's your larger point, Andy?
Well, just why are elected officials held to a different standard than you or I are?
I hope they're not.
They're not.
I hope they're not, I said.
Hope they're not.
They should not
be. I'm sorry, I misheard you. Well, no, I mean, you hear every day of officials or even police officers committing crimes, and then if they get a sentence at all, it's very lenient. You know, and that's kind of that's wrong. They should be held, if they're not held to the same standard, they should be held to a higher standard. Because they are representatives of us.
There's a dispute right now about, I guess it's kind of become political, but Joe Miller, a senator from up in Grafton, involved in an incident where he was under the influence while driving a vehicle, has pled guilty and, you know, taken his lumps there, and the Democratic Party is saying he ought to resign as a result of that. I mean, is that an example where you think being held to a higher standard means you should leave office as an example, or just make sure you get treated like anybody else would from a legal system perspective?
Well, I think how could he in good conscience vote on any DUI laws? How could he vote to either strengthen or lessen the effects of a DUI law when he's obviously, you know, in trouble for getting one?
Interesting call. Appreciate the perspective, Andy. Thank you. And Steve, thanks for the facts on the other side of that case. Don't want to, you know, tarnish anyone's reputation with information that's not correct. Hey, we have Teddy Roosevelt. Our buddy Teddy is coming to Bismarck this weekend and actually making a little whistle stop for a great cause at the North Dakota Governor's Mansion this weekend. It's a benefit that he's going to tell us about. Colonel, welcome back. Nice to have you.
Mr. Hennen and Mr. Bakken, good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Excellent, Colonel. Excellent. It's Friday.
Delightful. And thank you for having me on. It's my friends at the Bismarck Historical Society that have invited me to perform an entertainment and to assist in a wonderful benefit that's being held a Saturday night on the lawn of the former governor's mansion, a state historical site there in Bismarck. I'm sure you're fine with that beautiful Victorian home.
This is 6:30 to 9 at 320 East Avenue B in Bismarck, at the former North Dakota Governor's Mansion. Thank you for making sure we mention that. It's a benefit for Barbara Jo Miller.
We don't want too many guests showing up at Governor Dalrymple's house.
Exactly right. Tell us a little bit about Barbara Jo Miller and the benefit.
Barbara Jo Miller is a wonderful volunteer who, along with her husband Gary and their daughters Susanna and Joanna, for nearly 15 years, they've been bringing history to life for the people of North Dakota and our visitors, performing as family folk. They bring 19th century antebellum life to life for audiences, singing songs and teaching audiences to play games, reenacting historical characters from North Dakota history. They're so very talented. And now Barbara Jo Miller, the matron of the family, she's battling cancer. And the Bismarck Historical Society, friends of the State Historical Society, everyone is gathering on Saturday evening. Now, the Miller family will actually perform and entertain. But meanwhile, we'll be raising some much-needed funds to assist the Millers in fighting this disease and paying some of those medical bills. So we'll be raffling some wonderful quilts taking donations. And towards the end of the evening, when I entertain, I will also tell the story of how the teddy bear got its name, and then auction a wonderful Rough Rider teddy bear from the Theodore Roosevelt Fedora Foundation.
Awesome. Well, so nice of you, Colonel, to make a whistle stop here, and also kudos to the Historical Society of Bismarck as well. Saturday night event, 6 to 9. Take it in, folks. God bless you. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind. Steve, soak in every last second of that fair, okay?
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the happy camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cowcake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.